All right, Albert's here. Got a look at sports. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Russ? We're going to start in baseball. Now, New York Yankees shortstop Derek Jeter announced yesterday on his Facebook page that 2014 will be his last season. Now, the 19-year vet, 13-time All-Star, he should be a first-time Hall of Famer on the ballots. All right, we're going to move over to college basketball. The weather caused a lot of problems for the state of North Carolina yesterday and today. The big rivalry game between UNC and Duke was canceled and will be rescheduled for February 20th in Chapel Hill. Now, Russ, in the NFL, yesterday, Richie Incognito, he went off yesterday on Jonathan Martin on Twitter, saying...
Richie Incognito or Needle?
I said Richie Incognito.
Okay, you said Noodle.
Some ice tripping.
But you know what? He did go off on this dude, man. Yeah. Basically saying, we were friends.
Yeah, he said, my best friend, in quotations, dragged me through the mud, and he said, dear John, the truth is going to bury you and your entire camp. You could have told the whole truth the entire time. And he even said in 2013, Martin talked to him of taking his own life because he wasn't playing well.
Yeah.
So,
and that, you know, that shows some instability there. But Incognito actually has the evidence on tweets to prove out a lot of what he's saying.
Yeah, and it looks like a lot of people jump to conclusions and attacking him. So it's crazy. Now, we know the Cleveland Browns are a team in turmoil. They've had three coaches in the past 3 years and just fired their GM. Now, the Bleacher Report is confirming that the Browns just reached out to Bill Parcells. Now, they're saying that it was to inquire on how teams succeed and fail, but you know, as much problems they have, they asked him if he wanted to get back into coaching.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, in Olympic news, U.S. female loser, it's hard to say that, Kate Hansen has been seen dancing all over Olympic Village to get ready for her meets, and she's been listening to Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
So yesterday, Beyonce sent her a message saying, go Kate, now I need you to dance for me right now like you're going to audition for one of my videos. And she just started breaking it down right there. It was like the time of her life.
Dougie and stuff,
she was
man.
Doing all of that.
She's funny.
Yeah, and lastly, in the Olympic Village, they have left over 100,000 condoms for the athletes due to the high amount of sex that they have while they're over there.
Wow.
It's crazy, yeah.
That could hurt some performances.
You ain't never
lied.
I'm Albert in for Super Ken. That's sports straight from the streets.
Thank you, man.